Blog Talk Radio.
Can't stop me. You're wishing you could be me.
What's happening? What's up? The clip. Hey, let's see. We got somebody open on the show. I got a mic. Got a head up. All right. Welcome back, fellas. Let's see. Too fast, Riddell. Riddell, your mic open. Can you hear me?
What the hell's happening, Jeremy?
Not much, all right? Yeah, got that open. Yeah, somebody was just popping. Everybody popping open. Hang on a second. 225, that's you, boo-boo? Yeah, that's boo-boo right there. All right, 504-1882, who we got?
What's going on, Jeremy?
What's up, Mo? We got one more.
He's a man.
What you say, big brother?
Oh, man, just say, looking at the weather, man, shit. All I can say.
Yeah, I know that's real. Oh, that's real.
Hey, Jeremy, we need a good topic, man. Fuck all the bullshit.
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me get this other mic open. I got one more guy I want to talk. Hang on, I want to put his mic. 985-6309, who we got?
What's going on, fellas? This is Jim. Just checking in.
Oh, what's up?
Y'all making out this evening. All right.
What'd you say, bro?
Goddamn flick wrist.
Yeah. What's going on with you, Dale?
Man, don't tell me, babe.
Yeah. Well,
man, I just... Hey, I just want to share this with y'all, bro. I had a long talk with me and Flop had a long talk. We wound up calling Daniel, and you know what I'm saying? We had a long talk with Daniel on the phone, 3 hours. And we got a Flop coming back with Nelson and talking about a whole lot of stuff and what's going on. And my whole take from the situation was, you know what I'm saying, us, the people, the racers and the spectators, we wasn't aware and we wasn't brought up to speed of what the plan, what the plan was, you know what I'm saying, for establishing, you know what I'm saying, funding to keep the bills paid for the racetrack and, you know what I'm saying, the plans on how they were going to go about doing it, you know what I'm saying. So we was left in the dark to answer the questions ourselves, which in turn, you know what I'm saying, had us speculating and guesstimating on our own understanding of what's going on and what's the future and, you know what I'm saying, what's upcoming for, you know what I'm saying, you know, no problem race with. And Nelson answered a whole lot of questions, you know what I'm saying, and filled me in, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of it, you know what I'm saying, which was, he said that basically, you know what I'm saying, it takes a lot of money to run that track. And he was securing the national events that pay a whole lot of more money than the, you know, our little smaller events, our no time smaller events, and even I guess the bracket stuff too, you know, so not to leave them out, that pay, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, to, you know, pay. So those national events alone is enough to pay the bills for the year, you know what I'm saying, no problem. So then once they secure that, then they can work back towards doing more smaller deals, you know what I'm saying, because they won't be so pressed to make money to pay the bills, you know what I'm saying, for the racetrack. So, you know what I'm saying, so now that's where we come in at, to where if that was related to us, we would have an understanding, you know what I'm saying? That's what I look at it. You know? But by it not being related to us, you know what I'm saying? That had us, you know, with all these questions, you know what I'm talking about? So now that he told me that, I have, you know, and I'm relaying it to you all just in case if anybody else didn't do it, you know what I'm saying, that knew it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where no problem stand, you know what I'm saying, as of right now. They, you know what I'm saying, but they put in, you know, we all see they put in the work, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, we hope that the problem is rectified. So, you know what I'm saying, the track, you know what I'm saying, you know, go back to work and how it used to, you know what I'm saying. And
let me ask you a question. And, uh-huh. and I'm glad you got the subject up, and it's going to be a question, but my thing is, why are they so afraid to come and talk to people on these talk shows or anywhere else?
Honestly, I'm gonna tell you what I think. You won't be technical. I'm saying only being real. I honestly think they just want to be politically correct. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to just have them hard conversations and let's just say, for instance, you know what I'm saying, be politically wrong on some shit. Like, you know how them big, you know how them big corporations, you know what I'm saying, have their higher rep to.
Let me tip your hat on something else. Tip your hat on something else that they probably didn't tip your hat on. And this comes straight from, and so I might be wrong for that, but being they bought that to you like that, let me tip your hat on something and turn the light on for you. You know why they worrying about them national events right now? I'm going to turn the light on for you. NHRA need no problem raceway right now. You want me to tell you why they need no problem raceway? Houston closed. Competition Eliminator, stock, and all them classes have nowhere to race right now. Laney told them kiss their ass. They don't want NHRA over there. So they need a down south track because Houston has folds on their ass.
Man,
you know
they ain't going to fucking state capital.
So it forced their hand to do something down here. NHRA, not no problem. It forced NHRA hands to do something for their races. So they went to them with that problem, and they said, let's do this, let's do that. So in other words, they shitted on the small races to entertain corporate, which is fine because that's a business for them.
It's all business. Money.
Yeah, it pays money. And you know, I don't fault them for that. You know, because that was a business decision. But don't try to hoodwink people and don't tell them the whole story and the truth. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Don't try to hoodwink people. You know, just
look,
like they invited Flop out there, they could have invited every. Hey, it's open for people what we trying to do. You know what I say to no problem? Put up your money and give a race and show people that track is ready to do what it need to do, and then people might come. I'll be the first one to bring my car there if you put up the money, put a race on it, say this is what we got. We got a track now. Give the races something instead of always opening your hand saying, hey, Mo, bring your people back. We ready to go. Hey, Flop, bring your people back. We ready to go. And now what happened if they ain't ready to go? Then Mo out there with his hand in his ass because they ain't got the track where it needed to be, and they told you another lie. That's all I say. Let them put their money up first and give a race. Y'all put $5,000 up and give a small tire race and tell people, come on, we ready to go. But they ain't going to do it because they don't want to lose no money. Why would I let a promoter make $20,000, $30,000 if the track could make it on their own? But they don't want to take that kind of risk. They know they're in trouble. You know why they know they're in trouble? Because Gulfport about to put guardrails up. The junkyard done put guardrails up and had their track improved, and all these Mississippi tracks improving. And guess what? Them boys ain't got to come down here no more. With these fast cars, they ain't got to come down here no more. They gonna have their own track with guardrails and improved and track surface improved. They ain't got to come down here no more.
Well, so that
DJ,
was,
DJ my wasn't
bad,
that real for me. Go ahead, Mo.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. Before I say something, Jimmy, you had something you want to say?
Yeah. Let me say something on what you said earlier a little while ago, a few minutes ago. Now, when I was on a phone call, I was on a conference call a couple years ago when Nelson and his crew came in. Myself, Darius, and somebody and his wife, Nelson's wife, was on. Now, Mo just said that was mentioned a couple years ago on that call. Me personally, I was told that on that call And personally, I didn't relate to anyone because the simple fact was I was done with dealing with the track, period. So whatever happened, it just fucking happened because it wasn't going to be no sweat off my back. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying that to say that it was said, but it, like you said, Riedel, it wasn't said publicly. It was not said publicly. So, but I'm just going back on what you had just brought to light, Riedel.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was said. You know, it was said.
They see, Houston, they have nowhere for people to raise NHRA from Texas to Florida to Dallas. In NHRA, if you ever race in NHRA, I've been in that world, they need Down South Division 4. They need that. That's a division of racing for them. Boo Boo races, they got to have somewhere for these guys to race. And if they don't have, they have to come to a track. They have to find a place. What's a better place than No Problem or State Capitol where they already been? You see? But don't bullshit people, you know. Tell them the real truth, man. Don't just tell them half of the story. Don't try to peel them off half of the story and woodwank them and try to get them back over there and then do the same bullshit to them, you know.
Right.
If you don't be real about it, you put up your money, No problem.
They definitely need to be more transparent on what they're doing. Basically, that's what you're saying. They just need to be transparent.
Yeah.
So, more transparent.
I get it. You know what I'm saying? It's a business decision. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're doing. Yeah. Cool. I understand. I understand how, you know, how business works. I understand. You know what I'm saying? They plan. But all I'm saying is, I just felt like, I'm just giving my honest opinion. I felt like this here. Us small time guys, our go to track was No Problem Raceway. You know what I'm saying? And in the last 3 years, it's basically like we got jacked out, we got robbed out of our racetrack. Now we ain't got nowhere the dog gonna go race at. You know what I'm saying? That's how I was feeling, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I looked at the schedule, they only had two testing tunes, you know what I'm saying, over the course of 4 months. I'm like, well, damn, what are we supposed to go race our cars at? You know what I'm saying? You know, as the small time, no time guys, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I understand they're gearing towards the bracket racing, you know what I'm saying, NHR racing, the national events and stuff. Okay, that's fine and dandy, you know what I'm saying? You know, then it was a situation that was said that 20-30 cars don't pay the bills. I'm like, well, damn, I'm like, well, you got to start somewhere. You can't expect to open up for Tessin Coon, and the first time, you know, every time you open up for Tessin Coon, you got 100 calls, 100 tech calls, you know what I'm saying? That just don't go like that, you know what I'm talking about? So these people that's trying to get their cars ready for these events, they got to test to get ready for these events. What are you going to do with it? You know what I'm saying? So I just, it's like this. I don't want, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to attack. I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying, just be like every time there's something against or something that no problem with what they're doing. That's their plan. That's their plan. But I just got to speak my opinion, you know what I'm saying, because No Problem Raceway, my number one track was my home track, you know what I'm saying, to go to. And it's like, now I can't tell you the last time my dog got something caught on the track. You know what I'm talking about? So all I'm saying is, you know, if y'all had a plan in place, just let us, you know, just let us know what was the plan, and we could have held tight, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't have been no speculation and guesstimating on our own end to try to figure out, okay, we got to chill for a minute till they secure their bag, and then once they secure their bag, you know what I'm saying, then they gone, you know what I'm saying, give us more stuff to, you know what I'm saying, to look forward to. That's all I was trying to figure out. You know,
Now that you say that, you know, they're putting you on the back burner. Mo, let me tell you something. You know why they call you? Do you honestly know why they call you?
Nah.
Do you honestly know why they have Flop out there?
Nah.
They honestly call you because you know what? They know your people going to follow you. And if you say boom, 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 they're going to do you. And they had Flop out there because guess what? He can boom, boom, boom some street cars, and they gonna come. You understand what I'm saying? So don't let them motherfuckers hoodwink you and use you. That's all I'm saying. Nah. You know what I mean? Pay attention to the game.
It ain't nothing like that at all. Because at this point here, to be honest with you, I just want a place around here to be able to doggone run my radio call. You know what I'm saying? I can run my I got my little slick tire car. I can run that. I can run that anyway. I don't got to go to no track for that. You know what I'm saying? But that, you know, the radio.
Everybody wants somewhere radio call.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know, we all want to, you know, that place right at home. You know what I'm saying? That we can run our radio call. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But at some point, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get back to what started us on these radios. You know what I'm saying? Years ago, when Stephen took over to the racetrack, Stephen saw that the bracket stuff was not doggone getting it done around here. You know what I'm saying? As far as the local bracket scene, it wasn't getting it done around here. So Stephen geared it to where he said, man, I'm going to get the track, you know what I'm saying, to where it'll work on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where racing was going. You know what I'm saying? That's where the good events that was making money was going to. The no-time garage deal, you know what I'm saying, the radio stuff. So Stephen started prepping the track for radio. You know, I got the track working on radio. All us guys, we were slick tire guys. We sunk our cars to the chassis shops, moving fuel cells around, fuel pumps, mounting that shit up front. You know what I'm saying? Mounting the batteries on the nose of the car, inside the car, getting all that weight up the back of the car. You know what I'm saying? Changing
shit,
up shocks.
Building,
you know what I'm talking about? You know? You know what I'm saying? Building our cars around radio tires. You know, racing. You know, people who are building new cars, you know what I'm saying? People who had cars, spending money on updating their cars and so forth, you know what I'm saying? And that's the type of racing we had going on at the No Problem Raceway. And then, bam, then I'm saying the situation happened with Stephen, you know what I'm saying? You know, he left the track, and, you know, now we back to, you know what I'm saying, having to run smicks because the track wasn't working. Okay, cool. Now, you know what I'm saying? But now fast forward to what we at now, and then I'm saying now the track, you know what I'm saying, is trying to, you know what I'm saying, fix the problem and give us a radio deal, you know what I'm saying, something that, well, you know, we can run radio, you know, correcting the problems that's wrong with the racetrack, you know what I'm saying, you know, cool, you know what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, I'm not, I'm going to speak to you in two parts. As a racer, that's what I look for, like I just said, I look forward to, you know what I'm saying, this working out, you know what I'm saying, to have somewhere to race the car around here, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, whether we know it or not, we all have fans, you know what I'm saying, and I hate to go to the track and it look like shit because I can't go down, I gotta slow the car down so far, you know what I'm saying, now I can't go down it because the doggone converter grabbing the motor, and you know, if you know how a car, you know how to build a race car, how it works. You can't do nothing, you know what I'm saying? Once you pull so much off the car, now you got to make a converter change, you know what I'm saying, and so forward, you know what I'm saying, to go down a doggone marginal track. So I just get to, you know, I was to the point where I'm tired of looking like shit on the home track and then go somewhere else, and you know what I'm saying, and look pretty good, you know what I'm talking about? So I just want us all to be able to do that. Now, it's not just me, it's everybody. It's everybody with a fast car around here, you know what I'm saying? A fast radio car, shit, I see. You know what I'm saying? So I just want somewhere where we all can go down the track and have fun and go fast. And put on a show for our fans, our people. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna speak on the other part. And as a promoter, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really interested at this point in doing nothing at No Problem Racing because I can't afford it. And I ain't no broke big motherfucker. But I can't afford, you know what I'm saying, the money it costs. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's just not feasible as a businessman, as a business mind, you know what I'm saying, to be able to give an event. When I can go to a racetrack, you know, and once again, they made me understand that it's expensive to run No Problem Raceway. Okay, cool, I get it. I have now, as a person, how God blessed us to have our own mind and make our own choices. It's a choice whether you pay that high, you know what I'm saying, rental fee. You know what I'm saying? Or you can go somewhere else. I just don't see it's feasible for me to spend, to be so much money at, I'm going to just use a number for instance. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold me to this number. But I'm going to just give you a ballpark figure. You know what I'm saying? For the rental fee to be, just say for instance, $12,000 for the rental. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you know, I got to pay my payout, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, and let's just say I'm at $18,000, you know, for the racetrack right here at home. When I can go, you know what I'm saying, 5 hours away, 5.5 hours away to Steele, Alabama, and get the racetrack for $3,000 cheaper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I don't have to pay for, you know, glue overcharge. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pay for, you know
exactly.
what I'm saying, you know, somebody to come prep the racetrack. I'm talking about in the past. I'm not talking about in the future of how the racetrack gonna work in the future. You feel what I'm saying? But
yeah.
as of right now, that's just how I look at it. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
it's a business decision.
Yeah, it's a business decision. You know what I'm talking about? I know for a fact I go to Steele, Alabama, I'm going to pay $8,500, and I know I'm going to have a racetrack that if you can't get down that motherfucker, you need to fire your chassis, man, you know, your tuner, whoever you may be.
You got to look at this, too. You go to Steele, Alabama, and pay half the cost that it's going to cost you to race at no problem. And as a promoter now, people know right now when you see Steele, Alabama,
oh, yeah, you know it's going to be on point. They ain't got a question how the track going to be there.
Thank
you know
you.
One thing, I can go to that bitch
so
and I can get ready to go fast. You know what I'm saying?
Therefore, your pocket already know I'm going to draw the people that I need to draw to make my money, make my race, and improve my race. Now take
definitely.
The same instance and say, no problem, Raceway. You know what a motherfucker going to tell you? Man, we ain't fucking with them. They ain't going to finish your race. The track ain't gonna
be. I'm gonna tell you what the first thing. I must say this. You can't say they ain't gonna finish the race because the staff they got the staff that'll finish the run of race. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna just say this here. The first question motherfucker gonna ask is, you bringing somebody in the prep? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as a you know, now in the future, now the track may be fixed, and in the future, you know what I'm saying, it may be. So whereas now, you know what I'm saying, the track staff, Nelson can prep that motherfucker himself, and it worked. You know what I'm saying? It remains to be seen. I hope it's going to work, you know what I'm saying? I hope it is going to be to that point. But as of right now, you know what I'm saying, where we stand right now, that's going to be the question that the Riz is going to be asking. Is what kind of prep it is, who you bringing to prep, or you bring somebody to prep. That's going to be the question that's going to have to be answered 100 different times from 100 different people in 100 different doggone ways, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
And the elephant in the room of, as a promoter and as a businessman, you know what I'm saying, why I would choose not to, you know what I'm saying, host the event at no problem.
You goddamn right.
Because, you know what I'm saying, not just no problem, that's State Capitol as well. You know what I'm saying? Because the event me and Mika gave at State Capitol, it was $8,500 for the rental. It was $1,000. Stephen told me he's going to need 3 drums of glue. The track included 2 drums with the rental, and we had to pay $1,000 for the extra drum of glue. Stephen charged us $2,000 to prep it. You know what I'm saying? So that put us at 11.5. You know what I'm saying? The payout was $3,000, so we had $14,500 before anybody walked through the gate. You know what I'm saying? Off top. And it goes back to what you say, Riddell. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got Stephen prepping the track. You know what I'm saying? He's doing what it takes to make the track beat up, but the surface design wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The track, it's time for that track to get redone. Every so many years, you got to resurface the racetrack. You know what I'm saying? Whether it is redoing the concrete or whether it's just doggone, you know what I'm saying, refinishing it. You got to do something to that surface every so many years. You can't just do it, you know what I'm saying, he ain't been touched in the last 10 years, and you think somebody going to bring somebody in and just going to prep it, and it's going to work. It ain't going to happen, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't going to happen. So it is what it is. It's not feasible, so that brings you back to that point of, you know what I'm saying, people not really wanting to come from far because they feel like, I'm going to pass up a track I know work for a track, you know what I'm saying, questionable. I don't know how it's going to be. Oh, I know it ain't going to be shit.
Well, that's why I say, Mark. You know what? That's why I made the comment. Tell them to put their money up and give a race and show us that it's there.
Well,
I'll bust the front fucking gate down to come there if I ain't got to travel. You know how much it costs for me to load my fucking rig up to go to another track?
$500. Oh, I know. I don't have the rig you have, but I know, you know, because I got a little operation.
So guess what? Y'all put up the purse and show us that the track is there. And motherfucker, you got voices that are talk all over the world. But I'd be fucking if I'm going to talk all over the world for anybody that's got their dick in me and ain't got shit where it's supposed to be. And don't want to risk their money. Let me see you risk your money first before I put my money up. And if your money, if you willing to risk your money, that tell me, guess what? This motherfucker got his shit together. But if you ain't willing to risk your money, nah. Nah. Well, you know, I ain't got
I'm gonna speak on this, you know what I'm saying? It's something that, you know what I'm saying, you know, I touched on with, you know, with Nelson, me and Flop touched on with Nelson, you know what I'm saying? You know, what they saying is they're not willing to invest into something that they don't know is a for sure deal, you know what I'm saying, to make the money. And
but what
they feel like, you know, they don't feel like no time racing or for sure make them the money. That's what that tells me.
Because why make money at Steel, XRP, Gulf Coast? Why make money everywhere else? Because they know their shit is on point and willing to take that risk to make money. So if you telling me you ain't willing to take that risk, that tell me that your track ain't where it's supposed to be. If you ain't willing to risk yours, why should I risk mine? That still make no sense to me. If you ain't willing to risk your money, all you want to do is stick the key in and open and fly the gates open. Why? And let me just tell you another point. You will never see a national event in Louisiana again. Never. They might call it a national. You'll never see another national. The Cajun National and all that was the last goddamn national you will ever see back in 1985. You'll never see another national event in Louisiana. It's just not going to happen. They're not going to put one on the schedule unless it's an older track and there's a lot of money involved. In order to get a national here, Joe Tuton would have to put it up, or one of these other big businesses would have to come in here and put it up. Ain't nobody going to come in here. Jake ain't coming down here. Jake ain't coming.
I was about to say that. How can they say that it won't make any money when Jake doing it two, three times a year at XRP?
How much money he makes?
Well, I don't understand the theory. Man.
Hey, Jimmy, how much money he makes? How much money he making? As much as they making at a fucking national, I guarantee you.
And that's a 3-day event too.
Much money.
Come on, man.
Huh?
Three-day event.
All Jake
events are 3 days.
Let me tell you something, cuz. Jake Race, Jimmy, you was there. Jake Race has so much people there. He had to go rent the fucking parking lot 4 miles away and go rent 5 buses to bring the people in there. How you tell me they're making money at $20 a head? And he put
up they had spectators all on the pit side. They had to park them all the way in the back in the fucking gravel.
It's the fucking
as far as you
mud.
Can see. And I know I left at 2 a.m. in the morning. Guess what? They still had line all the way on Interstate 45 trying to get in there.
Man, go to Steel, Alabama. Mo, y'all been there? Do Admo make any money with a grudge race?
Hey, you heard that? You already know. You ain't looking. You know I know. I'm at Steel and Admo. Like, that's my home track. Like, I live around the corner.
I got seven different cars I drive.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me just say this here. Gulfport was dead in the fucking water till them Cummins boys took it over. That motherfucker making money now, boy. Gulfport was dead in the fucking water. And tell them Cummins boys went there and said, we going to make a change. We going to make it for the racers. Gulfport making money for us. And they making no little bit money either. How packed was Curtis Hart race? Curtis race was over there. Packed to the Hilton. You know what I mean? He made money. Man, don't give me that bullshit, but we ain't going to make no money. We ain't going to make no money because y'all don't want to do the right thing by the race. When you learn to do the right thing by the money, you ain't going to make no money if you don't do right by people, man. You got to do right by people.
I know one thing. That last little go home or go hard. Did they have spectators trying to come in all the way from the highway over there?
Man, when Moen gave their race, when they claimed people jumped the fucking fence,
mm-hmm.
They made money.
Yep.
They had people. You might have not seen no money in your pocket, Mo, but they made money at that motherfucking racetrack.
Oh, yeah, I saw some money. I'm going to tell you, hey, I made some money. I made some good money. We,
well,
I don't say I, because it's a team,
me,
my team.
Y'all
we made some
make
money.
No money. Y'all can't make no
oh,
money.
Oh, yeah, we made some money.
Because don't want to do right by the people.
Oh,
do
we
right
made some
by
money.
The people, and they do right by you.
We made some money. We made like 72,000. I ain't looking. I ain't no motherfucker. I ain't no shame in my game. I ain't no cap in my rep. I'm just being, we made 72.
And now you tell me if you Moe and made $72,000, you trying to tell me that y'all can't put on a race no problem and make some money to pay the bills? Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Them people fucking try to woodwink niggas every day, man. Get the fuck out of here. Do right by the racers, Nelson, and your wife. And, motherfucker, you'll reap the benefits. But if you try to fuck people, that's the end result. Look in the crack, the grass growing, motherfucker. That's what's happening right now. You know, so if you want to cater to the big boys, let's see if they can pay the bills for the rest of the year. That's what you just told us. They can pay the bills for the rest of the year. Then you need to just do the 3 or 4 NHRA points meet and put the lock on the motherfucking gate, because all the bills are paid for the next for the rest of the year. And then next year, open the gate and do NHRA race and put a lock on the fucking gate. You know, man, them people full of bullshit, man. They think a motherfucker don't know what's going on in the world. They're dealing with motherfuckers that don't understand racing, don't understand a business. Anybody that got business sense can understand what they're doing. Can understand what they're doing.
I got a couple of mics been holding for a while. Let me take these mics. I got a little break. 225-5167, who we got?
Miss Lottman.
Right, I'm sorry. Hold on one second. I'm going down the line. 504-338, that's up. Mute your mic, huh?
Okay, my mic on.
Steven,
your mic. What's going on, big brother?
Steven, your mic open.
With Tito.
Give me like 2 seconds. Let me get the rest of your mic. All right.
My bad, Jim. I ain't know you had nobody else to open up.
Steven, your mic open. 409-9582, who we got?
Yes, James Glenn. I'm a pro musician.
All right, Mr. Glenn.
All right,
and one more. 504-0183. I think that's the quiz. All right.
Yeah, that's right. You, boy. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
Flop, what's going on, big?
I took it all in. And I'm trying to get it feedback the best way I can. Rendell, love you like a brother. You said some stuff, all right. Say some stuff, and all right. Both said it all. That's what it is. What's going on right now? I had a car there yesterday, ready to go on a track. High power car. Brandon says, I'm going to take a chance. It's let it finish the car, but I know it can work. He pulled a 500. He said, I know it can get done, but let it finish the car. The car still there. Friday, we got a plan to send the car. That's a radio car. Send the car down, but right now, radio prep for no problem. It's not going to get there right now. It's not going to get there right now. It's coming, but it's not going to get that right now. Not that we throw it like next. I could probably, it might be for fire on the bayou. The prep will be there. You know, the track will be all the way there, but not right at the moment. It's a process, man. This comes from Mac. Brandon, this man gave me information from his knowledge that he'll put a charge me for. But he see that me, Mo, the promoter from Louisiana, trying our best to get it, no problem as a radio track. He want to come in. He told me, he said, Flop, you a Mo? If y'all want to do it, I'll come in. I'm not having a 2-day event. I want a 4-day event. And he's willing to do it and willing to work with us. Had no problem. He said he don't want no other track but no problem and do it. He said you feel like, he told me like a man.
Yeah,
it's expensive. If we take a lick, we make some money on the first one. That'll show the people the radio call for the next year to come on down. It's just like that. It's business. Everything is business right now. Everybody like, we love No Promise, our home track, but it's business now.
Man, if I was a track prop, flop.
And like I'm saying, like that man let Brandon let Palmer do his thing. Like, he always prep the track. And he look at me and say, flop. I don't know what people saying. This man prepped the track right. But you just don't know that they didn't bring it to us. That DJ one, that's not the same glue. It's not the same glue. They're getting that glue from China now, bro. When they found out that, when Nelson, he brought Nelson on the side, and when he went to that PG, whatever that big event he went to, that when Brandon brought down, he said he going, when he do the track, he will use the new glue, $3,500.
Hey, Flop, hold on, man. You trying to tell me these motherfuckers at Orlando have 50 barrels of fucking PGA-1 spraying on the track. You trying to tell me that shit ain't no good?
Look, I'm not saying it no good, bro. It's Louisiana.
It's coming from China.
But listen, it's Louisiana. It's different surface, atmosphere, humidity. They're trying to get stuff to use it, what they want to use right now for this track.
Man, you falling for some bullshit.
Man, hey, that's coming from a man that who's prepping the track.
Man, you know what the sea level is at No Problem? You know what the sea level is at No Problem? At any given time, you could be 50 or more below sea level. You know what it is at No Problem at State Capitol? Sea level. Some of the best tracks in the country, No Problem in State Capitol, because you at sea level. I'll sell you some $35, $3,500 barrels too if I can bullshit you and tell you PGA-1 ain't what it is when every track in the country using it. What you think they got at an XRP?
That man, it's
a business. He's trying to sell his product.
And guess what? He put on the ground the first day, that was Saturday, I think. When he put on the ground Saturday, and he pulled it, he said a couple of drags, rotate, drag, for the rest. He pulled a 400 there. And it just laying rubber down. Right now, Thomas worked the track all day, He worked it yesterday. He worked it this morning. He gonna work it again. The people trying to prove and show the racers right here at home, trying to make the track right for us. They're trying to make it right.
Give a race for sure.
It gonna happen. I know it gonna happen. Like me and Mo talk, it gonna happen. It gonna happen, Rendell. Oh. Rendell, it gonna happen, bro.
Okay. Oh, I hear you.
You think I got time to sit out there on a Sunday on my Sunday day? I'm retired. I ain't got to sit out there. I'm just trying to see what's going on. I'm trying to get the feedback and give y'all the feedback.
Looking good.
And Mo won't be a promoter. Mo said he won't be a racer. So it got the next is me, but I don't know. I know the radio calls, but I'm on the street side. The next one is Darryl or Jimmy. That could help me with this. Rendell, you consider the racer too. You're a racer, so it's no one could help me.
I don't have nothing to do with promoting. I'll be a sponsor, but I don't have nothing to do with promoting.
Hey.
Hey, Flop.
Rendell ain't no fucking racer.
Hey, Flop.
I'm gonna feel like you.
Go ahead.
Hey, Flop. Hey,
I'm listening.
I thought that they good.
How far did their policy grind down?
It's down. It's there.
No, how
it's
far
man,
down the
I'm
track
saying,
did it go?
Are the grooves still in, on the surface?
No groove, bro. I dropped a
yeah,
nickel
that's
yesterday.
How far I'm talking about? Now, how far? Like 300 feet? 200?
It's 300.
Did it go? 300. Are you 300? Okay. All right, good. All right. Hell yeah.
It's there, y'all.
We knew the grooves were in there.
That is a real conversation.
What's up, bro?
I'm a debater.
I'm gonna say this. You know what I'm saying? You know, me as your partner, you know what I'm saying? Me as, you know I'm saying, a fan of you as a promoter, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, and I'm quite sure that everybody around here appreciates you for doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Standing for what you're standing for.
Yes, sir.
But I'm here, you know, I'm here as your partner, as a fellow promoter. I would love to help you, you know what I'm saying? I would love to y'all gonna help, you know what I'm saying, the racers and the spectators around here to reach the, you know what I'm saying, the goal that we all share, you know what I'm saying, which is bringing good racing and a good track, you know what I'm saying, back to the game. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna have my ass on it, just like the motherfucking track, reason why the track don't wanna mess with. I don't want my ass on the line for, let's just say, $10,000, $13,000, $15,000. You know what I'm saying, for events. You know what I'm saying, when, you know, who's to say? There's a chance. No, business is a chance. You're taking a chance
yeah,
with your damn
real
truck
it's
every time you bring your, yeah. Every time you bring your truck to go tow the load, you know what I'm saying, your truck can fucking break down and can't deliver
our
the load.
Break down, yeah.
Now you done went out, yeah, now you done went out there, you know what I'm saying, you ain't make no money because you ain't successfully delivered the load, so you got to, you know what I'm saying? The company got to get somebody to come get the load and deliver the load. You know what I'm saying? You got to get your truck towed and get it repaired. You know what I'm saying? So you're on the negative, you know what I'm saying, load. So, you know what I'm saying? It's business. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody, you know, there's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, in the racing, on this show, fellow racers, fellow promoters, spectators, that are business people that understand how business goes. And I understand, you know, what Nelson them doing and how they running their business. Cool, but at the end of the day, as a promoter, you know what I'm saying, I don't want my ass on the line for all that bread, you know what I'm saying? Until the track is proven, I'll be a fool to put my name and my bread on the line, not knowing if I'm going to make fucking $5,000, you know what I'm saying?
I give y'all honest opinion. It's not really ready. It could take something. It could take something. But y'all want y'all 490. I know what y'all want.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm not just saying it's about no problem. I'm gonna put y'all in my business because I don't have nothing to hide. I'm straight up and down. I'm gonna tell you what it is. The reason why I ain't messing with State Capitol no more. Okay, we had the situation to where they had LSU was playing Auburn. I want to say in Baton Rouge, we had the Saints playing the Texans in Houston. We had that going on, and there was something else that had going on as well. And race was scheduled, you know what I'm saying, on that same weekend.
And that wreck, on Emerson, Turville.
Yeah, that bad wreck on Emerson, you know what I'm saying? So, long story short, all right. We did the track rental with State Capitol, which was $8,500. You know, so we paid Stephen $2,000 to prep the track rental. $1,000. The track gave us two drums of glue with the rental, and we paid. And they sold it. Stephen needed another one, so the track sold us another drum for $1,000. You know, which was the glue over his charge. We paid all that. We paid our people to come run the front gate. You know, what I'm saying, with State Capitol people, for signing waivers or whatever. And plus our payouts was at $14,500. Okay, we didn't make $14,500. You know what I'm saying? We didn't make $14,500. We made $12,500. And State Capitol right there, they see that how much money we made. It wasn't no fucking bullshit being. It wasn't no wool thrown over nobody out. This is what we made. So we all right. We cool. We see that we $2,000 in the negative for this event. So I told them straight up and down, like I said, look, I got five doggone races on the calendar. You know what I'm saying? With y'all. We trying to build this thing back up to get this thing back going. You know what I'm saying? With the small tie calls, you know what I'm saying, coming around here, coming, you know, to this track or what have you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Expense down the middle. You know what I'm saying? To where we ain't, you know, we ain't getting out here not trouble taking the L. That told me and Mika. Don't negotiate that. You know what I'm saying? We not about to sit around and negotiate something, you know what I'm saying, that we didn't discuss. You know what I'm saying, prior to this event, you know what I'm saying, that's something we have to talk about in the future. You know what I'm saying? And the end. And I was like, well, dang. I'm like, well, fuck. I said to the promoters, we making them money. We trying to doggone. I got five more events on the books, you know what I'm saying, to try to build this thing back up. You know what I'm saying? Get the cars coming back to the track on them. You know what I'm saying? Looking for an event they have to look forward to. And here, these people are not willing to fucking... They don't give a fuck. They got their fucking $8,500 and $1,000 for their glue. And, hey, the rest are all on you, partner. You know what I'm saying? Which it is with it. I'm a big boy. We took it on the chin. Mm-hmm. We kept it moving. But at the end of the day, that ain't how you build no relationship. That ain't how you build a rapport, you know what I'm saying, in business. You know what I'm talking about? In business, you ain't going to always win. But mm-hmm. the way it looked like to me and the way it made me feel like, we're going to get our money, and that's all on you. It is what it is. So you know what I said? Man, I'm going to go where my motherfucking money's valued at, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never did business a day in my life with Steel Alabama. You know what James Adcock did for motherfucking us? It rained out that dog on Saturday. So James showed us love on the rental for that Friday to make sure that we put some type of money in our pocket. You hear me? That's a man I ain't never did business with a day in my life. And here at my own home track, I can't get
but
that similar type
Mo,
of love.
That's a man that's man, protecting Mo, his reputation. But that's a man that's protecting his reputation and wants you to come back to him.
You know, exactly. Hey, that's what I'm saying. So you know what I did? Business is business. You right. We negotiate that. Y'all money. Have a nice day. You hear me? You can remove me from your calendar, partner. I appreciate you.
But that's a man that's protecting his reputation, protecting his drag strip, and want to see you come back and don't want you to bad mouth this track. That's a man that got respect for your game that you can't defend.
And no matter what, I'm not bad mouthing state capital. I'm just telling you my experience. I'm gonna keep it real now. You know what I'm saying? Whether I was right or wrong or whether you were right or wrong, I'm gonna keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you exactly how it went. But all I'm saying is they're not wrong for that because they didn't have to do it. But if you're trying to build a relationship with somebody, so in business, like I said, you're gonna take L's from time to time. It come with the territory. I get it. I didn't took any losses before, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, when it got good, guess what? When it got good, I was showing love. Friday night, the night before, I'm gonna tell you when we was building it up with Stevie Rick, when me and Boom was doing our thing, with promoting. You know what I'm saying? Up until when we was doing our thing with Stephen. You know what we used to do? We used to show love, because they showed love with us with the glue and with the price. You know what we did? On Friday, we'll let them eat. We'll do it. We'll tell everybody to track over Stephen Tune, yada, yada, woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? As if it's a two-day deal with it, really was a one-day deal, and we'll let the track eat on Friday. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's returning the favor and showing love. You know what I'm saying? One hand, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Washing the other one. That's you know what I'm saying? That's shit you do when you do good business. You know what I'm talking about?
Riddell, what you doing tomorrow? I'm gonna pick you up and bring you to lunch, and take you to the track, and you get an info to look and see what you think about it. I'm gonna come get you. I'll meet you, take you to lunch. To let you tell the people, I know Mo be busy. We could go ride there tomorrow. And you get the feedback to everybody. Since you're a racer, you're ready to your track, man. You know what it look like. You get everybody info.
Flop, let me just say this to you, Flop. Let me just say this to you, bro. I love you.
Oh,
to
my
death.
Lord, have mercy.
I enjoy what
Steve,
you
do. Steve, your mic open.
Oh, I know it's open.
I enjoy what you do. But honest, I'm like Mo. I'm always shoot you straight as I can shoot you. Because, I was brought up and they tell me, if you live by a lie, you die by a lie. And you never lie to yourself or you live in a fantasy world. That's the way I live. That's the way I taught my kids how to live. So I say that to say this. If Pat Jeffron was there, I wouldn't even have a spitter image of saying, telling nobody, go to state, go to no problem. And since Pat left that track, and what's his name died, that track been going downhill ever since. My problem with No Problem Racetrack is, man, be truthful to the people, man. Don't sugarcoat it.
Uh-huh.
You know, things go, don't sugarcoat it. Don't cover nothing up. Tell them what you need to tell them and don't lie to them. Just be straight out with them. Don't pick one or two people to be your clone. Don't pick one or two people to be your mouthpiece. Man, stand up for your fucking self. That's your grocery store. That's your motherfucking grocery store. Just like we on this phone talking, that motherfucker could have been on this phone and say, hey, fella, I fucked up or I didn't tell everybody what needed to be told. He know this show will go on. Just like
who you want that from Nelson or you want that from the track manager?
Yeah, man, ain't nobody going to cuss him out. Stephen came on here and got cussed out and got told he was this and he was that. Swallow your pill, man. Have tough skin. You know what I mean? Because we're having a conversation right now. We ain't trying to bash nobody. We trying to figure shit out where we're going to race our cars.
Hey, Redell.
Fuck all the bullshit. Trying to figure out where we're going to race our cars. Because I got a car being built, motherfucker. I got to find somewhere to race it. And it cost me about $1,500 to leave my motherfucking house. That's just in diesel. I got 250 gallons to put in that fucking motorhome. That's just to leave the house. They ain't food. They ain't bringing nobody. They ain't have something break. They ain't racing gas. I got to bring my people in. So,
we do.
I don't want to go to a track and they give me a 102 60 foot, and next thing you know, that fucking $100,000 car I just built turned sideways and put my fucking driver in the guardrails. That ain't nothing nice. So all I say is, if they got it where they need it, man, get it there. Put your money up first. And like they call racers appreciation, I always thought that was bullshit. It's because they didn't appreciate a fucking racer because we paid for everything we went back there to get. When you say racers appreciation, you give, hey, y'all, come on, the track door is open. Let's have some fun. This is on us. That's racers appreciation.
Man, I think I said this before, Rita, a while back, about the rental fee. You know what I mean? And y'all talking about business. If they feel like they can charge somebody $12,500, then they feel like that's the kind of money that could be made out there. And why can't they stick that money in the track, in the purses? Forget the promoter. Leave the promoter at the house.
That's right.
Put that money up that you say we can make. You say we can pay a rental $16,500, put that money out there then, because that's built-in money that you know could be made over there. Put that money out there and let the racers come to it. Put on a good race. And it ain't even got to be a radio prep, man. People, it's proven that people show up for slick prep. Just be honest and do what the hell you say you're going to do.
Do what you say
you're
going to do.
And that's been the problem the whole time. And I read a comment on the Internet the other day. Mm-hmm. This dude talking about he take 15 drums of glue. They constantly on the bullshit trying to put smoke and mirrors in people's ears, making you think that it costs way more than what it really costs to prep these racetracks.
I was on the buying end of that shit,
man. It ain't
hold
that
on.
Damn expensive.
This come out next now. DJ?
This what?
You want it that way? For a 3-day event? That what you gonna spend? That come out of his mouth, the PJ one.
Man, I don't care. Listen, I don't care who mouth it come out of. We were the original people that hired people to come down here to prep a racetrack. I know what it costs to prep a racetrack. I've seen it done. I can hire a TVC tomorrow to come down this weekend, go to state capitol, and I guarantee you TVC will give you 1060 foots and I mean some good ETs. Will it be duck prep? No, it ain't gonna be that. But you're gonna have a good racetrack. I mean, I'm not saying state capitol is the best, but it can be prepped.
But Steven, it ain't gonna be duck prep because guess what? Duck run their motherfucking rotators round and round. They ain't sitting in the fucking bone to drag out the rotator.
It could be duck prep, but you're gonna have to hire Ralph and them from. You're gonna have to basically get them there on Monday.
I'm gonna say this here. Look at Rita. I'm gonna say this here. We can get duck prep around here, but the thing is about it. Let's just be for real. It's going to cost way more money because it's going to require more tires for the rotator. It's going to require more tires for the drag. It's going to require more glue. So duck racing is on a whole nother level. That ain't even nothing.
Yeah,
about, you know what I'm saying?
And I don't even think we even talking about duck trail. I think people misconstruing what people want.
I'm personally, we never
advertised radio prep. All we ever wanted was a tight prep that will satisfy everybody.
Y'all looking for 800
pull. Y'all want a consistent 800 pull. Flop. All that stuff y'all talking about 400 over there, I don't even know if we ever had over 400. To be honest with you, we pulled 380 to 400. Uh-huh. In radio, and my call, 106 60 foot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not keeping it 100, bro.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something. That doggone 7 to 10 drum deal. I knew that wasn't what it takes. The doggone radio crap. I called Daniel. I said, Daniel, how many drums of glue when you guys get TVC down here? I wanted to just basically give Flop some insight on what's proven down here. On how much glue it take to run a doggone 2-day event with a doggone good prep. Daniel said Ralph used to bring 5 drums, you know what I'm saying, just in case if he needed it. But he never used no more than 3. You know what I'm saying?
I said
Flop. Go ahead, Sweet.
No, seriously, we've never used over 3 drums. And he sprayed his first coat on a Thursday evening.
It had a coat on the track.
Hey, Flop, tell you what I'm going to do for you, Flop. I'm going to call Wade because I rented Valdosta personally. It cost me $5,000 to rent Valdosta to test my Pro Stock bike over there. And I'm going to get Wade to tell you what it takes to prep a track. And he's going to tell you what it takes and how many drums it takes. I guarantee it don't take what they told you.
Flop, remember I told you about the situation in that private group, how Marla said that, I ain't like how she said that the promoters didn't want to pay for radio prep. All they wanted to pay for was 3 drums, so we gave them what we can give them for 2-3 drums of prep. And I said, I had to pull up on it. I said, no, Marla, that ain't go like that. I told you I want radio prep. And when we talked about radio prep, we agreed on a number, and that's what the number was. I ain't say, well, just give me whatever I can get for 2-3 drums. No. My name behind motherfucking me saying it's going to be radio prep. You telling me it's going to be radio prep? My name saying it's going to be radio prep because that's what the doggone track tell me it's going to be. I'm not into doggone flow cool gaze and shit. It pissed me off because I'm saying I ain't into no fucking bullshit. I ain't got to fucking promote no race to make no money. You know what I'm saying? All I'm doing is we come to agreement on I'm telling you what I want. You promised me. That's where the problem came in with Jill not wanting to pay her the agreed amount of money because you told us we're going to get a radio prep, you know what I'm saying, that's going to pull XYZ or whatever with that little track meter deal, with that talk meter deal, you know what I'm saying? And we didn't get that, you know what I'm saying? So you telling the people oh, the promoter, we only gave the promoter what the promoter wanted to pay. They didn't want to pay for 7 to 10 drums for a radio. Man, listen to me. That's just, and like motherfucking Riddell saying, and like motherfucking Tweeter saying, just be truthful with us, you know what I'm saying? Stop fucking trying to play games and lie on, don't do that, man. Because people, name, my name is worth more than any amount of money. Because once your name is gone, it's over with. You can't shake it back.
That's why I quit, Mo. I take this shit to heart.
I get it, big brother.
When I say we going to do something, I take it home with me. If we don't do it, you know what I'm saying? And you don't control enough of the variables over that. But for them to post that just the other day talking about 15 drums, that just tell you where they at right there. They don't respect what we
man.
like we ain't done this shit. We didn't probably we didn't hide track people six times maybe.
We had Tyler Crosslow and we had TVC.
We had some of the best.
Listen to me. I'm gonna tell you like this. Look up, I read out. I know you saying you won't bring Wade. You can bring Wade on the stairs, but we got Jamie tweeted. You know what I'm saying right here that then brought TVC down. You know what I'm saying, saying exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying. That's enough right there. Let me tell you like this. I had Jimmy Bradshaw penciled in to come down here to prep No Problem Raceway October of last year. You hear me? Me and Mika decided to cancel out on it because we came to an understanding, man, we're gonna be $24,000 in this thing before we even open the gate. The man told us all he needed is 3 drums of prep. He needs 3 drums of prep. That's all he told me he
needs. That's all he needs, bro. I'm telling y'all. That's it.
Straight up. So where all the 7 to 10 drums come from? We're not asking for no lights out. We're not asking for no mercy.
Yeah.
This man went
380s. I mean,
yeah.
Come on, bro.
Showstopper.
Man,
Showstopper 389. I'm seeing that ticket.
Hey, tweeting. Let me just say this. If you can spray 7 55-gallon drums out of them fucking sprayers, man, you'd be out there the next fucking month spraying. You know that shit come out as a mist.
That's why they don't want to talk to us. Because we know better.
The next month trying to spray 7 drums of fucking spray, glue on the ground coming out of mist sprayers. You know what these sprayers come off of that they're using? Go to any mosquito company that put these motherfucking mosquito sprayers around your houses. That's the same fucking nozzle.
Man, you go right there to Mississippi and raise.
That's the same nozzles that they use for a mosquito company. If you ever go to someone's house, I got them on my house, where they spray, it put a mist out for spraying mosquito spray around the premises of your house. That's the same fucking glass nozzle. You can't get 5 gallons. You can't get 55-gallon drums. I guarantee you, if you hook that nozzle to a 55-gallon drum, which is on the side of my house, that bitch spray for a month and a half before it's empty. Every day. How the
I know damn good well. It don't take no damn 10, 15 drums. I know that. And you ain't going to convince me that it do.
Nah, I know for a fact.
They use one. That sprayer hold 85 gallons. Listen, they hold 85. I was there. When I sit there and watch every process,
no.
Man.
Now, listen, you're
talking about virgin
yeah,
bro. You ain't talking about something
that's
already
got to soak in there. Yeah, that's going to take I might take a drum or so to get that, to get a pound.
Yeah,
you talking about a man that's building a racetrack. You ain't talking about nobody that's coming out there to prep.
Yeah, he's building it.
Yeah,
I might take a little extra because you got to get it in there.
He said, as long as the rubber there and it's not scraped as much, when he first come in there, 3 barrels to get him through the 2 weekends.
Two-day event. Yeah.
He probably talking about lights out shit. He probably talking about lights out shit.
The rubber got to be there. The rubber got to be there.
Listen, Flop, I'm just going to ask you. I don't mean to cut you off. Well, what are 7 to 10? Us as the people, we need you to find this out then. Since they'll tell it to you, you know what I'm saying, instead of telling it to everybody, what we know, give us the reason. Well, where do 7 to 10 drums come from then?
You saw me. I made a comment on there when they said that. I can't make a comment when I'm getting the information from the main man who a prep man.
Well, listen. This is what I'm doing. This is what we saying, Flop. This is all we saying, Flop. Well, tell him stop misleading the people. Tell the truth. Let's be real here, partner. Stop trying to make it seem like it take all this expense to doggone prep a radio, a track for a radio to try to run a cost way up on the promoters, man. Let's be for real.
All right.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right there.
Hey, Flop. Let me just tell you this here too. Do you realize it take more money for them to put on a 2-day event for NHRA points meet than it takes for them to put on a Greg race? It takes time and money for them to put.
Look at Riddell. This is what you got to understand, Riddell. They're not putting a race on the people renting the track out. You feel what I'm saying?
Listen to what I'm saying, Mo. For them to put on an NHRA race, NHRA required them to do certain things that they got to have done. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Paint, prettiness, scrape the track, dust the track off. It cost them more money in their pocket to put that fucking race on than it for them to put on a race for us. But you could spend that money and don't get in the fucking stands ain't packed. Somebody fucking up somewhere, man.
Mm. Well, I guarantee you. You'll get what you want, Rendell. You'll get what you want.
Yeah. Oh, look, at this point, all we can do is just sit back and wait and see what happens.
That's what I'm doing right now. I can't. You saw what I did. I put my data out there, but I got it on lock. It just froze. I can't put no classes. And y'all know I want y'all there. I want y'all there. But me, I got it on lock till we see some process. See what this surf is going to do. That's all we can do.
I figured you was going to be the crash test dummy. That's what I was thinking because, you know, you the first race up, dog. Go ahead and get about that 5,000 to small town. We coming, dog. Put it out there. Let us come.
And that's what I'm just I'm trying.
No, you know what you tell them, Flop?
No, you to me, you run a litmus test, Flop, to be honest, all joking aside. I said, once I seen that, I said, well, Flop race is the next race that we know people going to go to with their cars. So that's what we're going to find out. I mean, I don't think there's anything else coming up between that. You say, look, come on slick and, you know, be prepared. We got to see how we're going to, if nobody go there and run, how we going to find out what it's about?
I had Hughie there. I know Mo was dying. Mo was dealing with his friend. So I called, the next one I had on my mind was Hughie. I called Hughie at 8 o'clock that morning. I called Marley. I'm just laying here. I woke up, and I'm going to see how it goes. The weather get hot. I'm going to call one of my racers. He said, oh, it's cool. Go ahead. Everything now, you good. So I called Hughie up. Hughie said, yeah, Flop, I'll come out there and give you a hit to see what it did. Then Hughie came. He talked to Brandon. Brandon said, I could, and I can't. But he don't want to pull the rubber up. And he has a patch, make a patch. Because the track got a good surface right now. So Hughie said, time him out. I'm right there with him. He said, Hughie, Friday night when I'm done with the slick car, I'll lay some glue down for you and see what you can do. So Hughie left his car there. I'm a patient guy. I take everything in patience. You know, I just can't move. I don't move fast.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something, Flop, and I ain't trying to get in your business. You say you're a patient man. Are you patient when your money on the line, or are you just piggybacking on them people? Because I ain't patient when I put my money up.
No.
If you rent the track and you patient, bless you. when I put my money up, dog, look, it's a whole different ball game.
Man. Y'all got nothing to do Friday. Come out there.
Hey. Friday? Oh, that's right. On the 3rd. That's right. February 3rd.
I'm coming out there and I'm bringing a car.
All right, bring the car.
If
my wastegate shut,
if the wastegate, I got Troy wastegate. That's how I verify what the issue was. If mine don't come back, I'm gonna just vote Troy's on there and come out there. I'm gonna come out there and I'm gonna see. I'm on slicks. So I know I'm going down the racetrack, but I know what to feel for and I know what to look for. The better pass judgment on the racetrack. I didn't been to all. I didn't been to Valdosta. I didn't been to motherfucking Steel. I didn't been to XRP. I didn't been to HMP. I didn't been to Holly Spring with Jimmy Bradshaw prepping. I didn't been to a whole lot of doggone radio tracks. I didn't been to Bradenton. You know, I didn't been to Orlando. I didn't been to all of the radio tracks in the south, outside of like, I didn't been to the Carolinas, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't been to Darlington. I didn't been to House of Hook. I didn't been to Orangeburg. I didn't been to damn near every radio, true radio track around here. You know what I'm saying? I didn't walk on them. I didn't dog and put my car down them. You know what I'm saying? To where I can rock a track, you know what I'm saying, and know what type of tune-up it'll hold. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gonna be there to see, you know what I'm saying, to feel it. I'm on slick, so you know what I'm saying, the car ain't gonna tell me nothing. But I'm gonna walk it to see, you know what I'm saying, you know, what I assess from me. And I'm gonna wait till when they put Huey down the track to see how the track is, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't been to
Huey on the radio.
Yeah. Look, I didn't been to Steel right after they had just redid Steel, you know what I'm saying? And it didn't take no doggone 2, 3, 4, 5 months for that track to come back around to what it used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
they
was racing on Montgomery in 2 weeks. They was radio racing in Montgomery.
Yeah. So
in 2 weeks
I'm not saying
after Brandon left.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? It don't take long for that sucker to come around.
You gonna get the street racing? Y'all put up $5,000 and we get them small tire cars there. But let the track put up the $5,000. You give your race and tell them put up $5,000 for small tire and see what they tell you.
And what class? What race you talking about?
Whatever race you giving, tell them you gonna keep your race on the book, but you need them to put up their $5,000 for small tire, 28 tire.
Then Nelson said he had in the making or more. Then Nelson he spoke to us about that.
He said it's coming. I'm gonna just say this. So we talked about like doing a hitless deal, and Nelson was like, yeah, he all for it. You know what I'm saying? He with it. You know what I'm saying?
He
with the hitless deal, and we can incorporate that into, let's just say, like the local promoters deal, like let's just say flop deal, or let's just say, for instance, they have the bracket race deal. Just say not the bracket race. Just say the gamblers race they run, like. I think they run that. We can run that shit like once a month, flop that gambler's race.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. They said they're willing to incorporate that into the gambler's race to where it's like, for instance, the first round will be at 7 o'clock. Then they'll run, every hour they'll run around, you know what I'm saying? So they're specifically prepping for radios for at 8 o'clock. And then, you know what I'm saying, let's just say at 10 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, then again at 11 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? I'm just using times for instance. To give us radio small tire races, you know what I'm saying, a place to race, you know what I'm saying, and a venue to, you know, continuously for the local people, basically for the local people to have something to look forward to continuously race at, you know what I'm saying. So I get it. All I can do is, you know what I'm saying, you know, wait and see. You know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, I'm spreading the news to you all, you know what I'm saying, to basically educate y'all and let y'all know what the plans is of. No problem, but I get what I don't know if it was Riddell or Tweedy who said it. I get what y'all saying about they shouldn't have to tell it. That's Riddell said it. They shouldn't have to tell it to one or two people and they bring it back to everybody else. I get that, you know what I'm saying. But I just feel like, you know what I'm saying.
But
everybody, you already know how it go. Them song gonna put up $5,000 and one car show up, and they pay out that $5,000. Next week they're gonna have 10, 12 cars.
Yep.
And then if they pay it out again, in the next week they're going to have 20 cars. But see, they don't want to do none of that shit. And it don't even have to be radio prep. They don't even have a small tire program over there. Nothing.
If
it was slick prep, it's the same thing. People will show up if you're consistent with it.
Look at Tweeter. Go ahead, Jamie.
No, no, go ahead, Mo. Go ahead.
What, look at this, what I was saying, fellas. I asked that on the post, Marla Me, and I also did it in the private group. I told her, I'm not trying to stir no bullshit. I'm not trying to stir no shade. I just asked in an honest opinion as a racer. When will the track start hosting events for the local people to have something to look forward to with Small Tie? I'm not saying jack about radio. I said Slick Tie, Small Tie, No Time stuff, you know what I'm saying? And she basically said that they don't believe it's profitable and yada, 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 and if the races come together and want to talk about doing something, they're more than willing to listen to it or whatever. But,
can I tell you more?
Well, hey,
all y'all on
if
here,
I'm
on everybody, I don't care if they got 100 people on here. Y'all do not talk to Marlon. Now, I'm being honest. Everybody on here, do not talk to Marlon. I'm just that's the best way I can keep it.
And me and Flop talked about this, and I'm saying I definitely relate to him because he called Nelson and we had a productive conversation. You know what I'm saying? We had a productive conversation. Nelson is real reasonable. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to deal with Marla.
Marla
hard to deal with.
We was on live and we made a bad comment on a live feed. Marley text Thomas, tell Flop, y'all calm down. Man, come on. We can't, I got on her. I told her, Marley, Nelson, Thomas, I deal with Thomas, but Marley and Nelson, I do not need y'all on Louisiana or none of these apps. I don't need y'all on here. I got this. Mo, we got this. We don't need y'all on none of these apps. None of them. I just how I felt. I don't need y'all on none of these apps, man.
If they hanging around, I mean, you could tell them don't talk to them all they want. If they hanging around a racetrack, some shit gonna pop off anyway. Gonna run everybody off. So
that
ain't on y'all not to talk to her. It's on him to get that shit straight. If you want people to come over there, we didn't have that shit happen before.
Hey,
you know,
tweet it. That sound like your boy wife, huh?
Run it, fuck. I mean, they run banks, the boys, and them clean, want to try to run them clean off the fucking property. I'm like, God damn.
that's just me. Cause, man, my wife don't even do a trucking invoice for me. You know what I'm saying? Stay somewhere else.
Man.
What's on the tip?
I hope they get it straight, but they got way more problems than fucking laying glue down. I just hope they get it straight.
They can get internal
working. We just have to see.
Hey, when a motherfucker ain't willing to put, when a son bitch ain't willing to put his own ass on the line, why should you put your ass on the line?
Hey, that's all you need to show me.
That you ain't willing to put your ass on the line? Why should I hang
that's
my ass
That's all you
up
got
there?
To show me. Yeah.
Tweet it. Why should I hang my ass
every day.
Out the wind when you ain't putting no skin in the game, why I'm going to put all the skin in the game?
Bro.
It don't make sense to me. If you ain't willing to put your ass on the line, why am I going to put my whole asshole out there to get kicked in the ass?
Britton, your boy, putting it all out there. And they showing them love, too. So, that is.
They sticking their whole ass out the window, and everybody's showing them love.
We see that.
And they ain't talking nothing about no radio prep and people showing up. And man, I'm telling you, I had a ball last time I was there. And I can't wait to get all pressure.
Then let me catch these two mics right quick, fella.
But man, y'all understand.
I can't wait today to tattoo that ass, Goodell.
They got a shitload of sponsors over there, bro.
They got what?
They got a shitload of sponsors over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you get sponsors? You get sponsored by running your business right. Sponsors don't just drop out the sky. See, that's what you need to understand. And you go to Gulfport. Let me ask you a question. How many annual events they got at No Problem Raceway? How many annual ones they got?
Mine,
zero.
Four.
You four?
Zero.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That tells you something right there, bro. That shit's systematic. You go to Gulfport, they got shit 30th and 40th, 20th annual. You go to State Capitol, as much as they don't deal with the radio people, they got shit over there been running for 30 years.
Yeah.
So it they got an uphill battle, man. And it ain't just us. It ain't just the radio people. It ain't just the small guy. It's bracket people, everybody.
They got to help them, tweet it.
I mean, you can't even say you got an annual event to look forward every year. I mean, come on, bro. Fuck.
Not
you
just
know?
In small time, like you say, in bracket.
No, I'm talking about in general. I'm talking about he named any kind of racing, any kind of racing that got an annual event. He can't.
None.
We know it.
I mean, you might be able to get three, four. I mean, we were dumb enough to do it, what, 8 times? But, fuck, we were stupid after 2. You know what I'm saying? We were doing it for the people. We were just hanging in it for the people. We knew we were doing
it fucked up. I'm meaning it for the people. Me, I just want to see some good racing and the home folks, man. Like I told Mo, I ain't got a race car to Mo. I had a race car last year. Last year it got 50 states. I hit 42 of them last year.
Yeah.
I'm just traveling everybody track just to see how things going.
That's the fun, Flop. That's the fun. It's going to
that's when we had our most fun, but we getting old, can't do that no more. But
they got old for me too.
Let me catch these mics. I've been holding for
all I can do is hope that it get better.
Yeah, it's like hope and hope.
Better.
All right,
95-2377,
who we got?
Kadu, Jamie.
All right, Kadu, hang on. Let me get this other one. I know y'all been holding. And then 504-3810, who we got?
It's hot. Just listen.
All right, okay, all right. I got y'all. I don't want y'all sitting there. All right, good deal. Yeah, you know, this is my thing. I hope for the best every year, so I think... I can't wait. We gonna see.
You hope for the best, but you smart enough to know ain't shit gonna change.
If you keep, like they say, if you think negative all the time, negative things always happen. You find it. You gotta have a little bit of positive at the beginning and see. If you keep saying it, let me finish. Because if you keep thinking negative, and as soon as that negative happens, I knew it was going to happen. I knew. But if you're positive, and a little bit of positive happens, you say, okay. I'm not saying it's got a defense. I'm just telling you how I think, man. And I'm very positive. I think they ain't going to tattoo that ass.
I tell you what, you take my $500, I give that motherfucker a year to get. Take my $500, I give him a year to get in the motherfucking lane.
I just paid Daniel $300 for this can, man. I ain't got no $500.
All right, look here. Take $500 of my dollars, and I dare that motherfucker to show up to Mike Hill Race in goddamn Steele, Alabama.
Then you say,
man, we
sitting
here telling you
that.
We can't afford to travel, Riedel. We got to race you local, bro. We got to get you right here.
No,
we
going to
go over no problem with you.
With you at no problem. We're going to get you at no problem.
We're going to get you at no problem.
No. Send him through that.
We're
going to
send
him through
that.
Y'all going to come through that. Hey, we're going to send him through that like, hey, wait, hold on. We're going to send you through that like Mona Lisa and Gold Dust come through. Fire race.
Mike Hill got a race the first weekend in March. He got till now to March to show up to Mike Hill race to Steele, Alabama.
Boy,
what?
Rendell, if you was on anything on my life right now, man, the people who follow me, they'll tell you off right now. We in March?
Man, Steele, that ain't about a couple weeks away, love.
Yeah, February next month. 2 weeks.
Yeah, Mike Hill got a race at Steele, Alabama the first week in March.
Oh, you know what? I got another question.
Mo, got a first race in February.
Riedel, you might be able to answer this shit, too. How in the hell can they run pro miles and radio cars at Bradenton at the same time?
Because you know what they do? They fucking, when they're running them radio cars and they're getting ready to run them pro miles cars, They scraped on the front end and sprayed and let them go. That's why when they said they're going to write slick cars at State Capitol at no problem, that's going to tear that motherfucking rubber clean off the fucking track. And in some places, you're going to lay too much rubber down. So they got to get it up, and then they come back and spray. But they don't spray it all the way. They only use the hand scrapers. And they use that, that they got them scrapers on them goddamn zero-turn lawnmower. They scrape them motherfuckers mm-hmm. with that torch in the front of that zero-turn lawnmower, and they lay rubber down, and then the fucking the slick cars come, and then they run the rotator, and they scrape the track, they run the rotator, and they run that goddamn sprayer, and they're ready to go back small tire racing. You got to watch it. Them motherfuckers get it done, cuz. And they get it done in a timely manner.
You retiring there. Once you go on that track to what timers and hep timers there, you like you know about prepping.
No, cuz. No. Man, Boopo will tell you.
Hey, Flop, we're going to help them. We're going to help them. When they get it right, we're going to show up over there in numbers, and we're going to put on a show for them. That's what you don't understand. We're going
to
help them that way.
Listen at me, Flop. I'm telling you, man, I'll bust the front gate open if they get that motherfucker radio prepping. I get Daniel ass right there.
All right. That's in the making. Y'all heard it from my mouth.
I'm ready to lock somebody in. You give us a couple more weeks, I'm about ready to lock somebody in. I'm ready to tap some shoulders.
But
I download this song for him right here.
What's that?
That's your wrong.
That's your daddy saying with Cyrodiil.
Couple more weeks, we're gonna be looking.
One more mic. 544-504, who we got?
It's Allen. What's up, y'all?
What's up, dog? What's happening?
Hey, Riddell.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Flop.
What's up?
You ain't followed us to Emerald Coast, hell. We, Mo Jeezy, all of us went to Emerald Coast, put on a show. 3.5 hours ago, put on a show. Local
people.
Yeah,
Riddell, that too.
When I was the street caller with Mo this year.
I bought my turbo car. As a fact, I was supposed to run, what's the name, in the semifinals? Lockett.
But I've been back in Louisiana for a year and a half now. I was in Texas. I was going to HRP and all that a lot up there.
Hey,
Emerald Coast had rotators or something going down that track or no?
That was just
my question. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They had a flat drag.
That's
flat drag all you need, man.
They had a flat drag. They can call it what they want. Man, Stevie Ray had a 25-gallon pressurized motherfucking old barbecue grill with 25 gallons of prep in that bitch with a four-wheeler and a cigarette. Put that shit down in a hand sprayer and had motherfuckers tearing up shit. Yeah, it might have been slick, but you had motherfuckers come up there with radios that were turning this shit loose. It don't take
all
that.
Yeah, we weren't on radios then, you know, so, I mean, you can't say it wasn't.
That's what I'm saying, but you still,
I'm
saying is you still, they had a lot of them boys with them cars coming out of Mississippi on them radios that day, them days, running them cars on radios, checking about them motherfuckers. A long time back, Leprechaun, all them man, them boys coming out there doing strange shit.
I done worked with him several years, dude. I done went out there on a Thursday when he get that from Thursday morning all the way to freaking Saturday, work with him hand in hand. I don't know how to prep no track, but I see what he do, and the shit ain't rocket science, you know. I mean, most of it is prep. The glue really don't have a whole lot to do with it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Let me shut up. I don't want nobody to go run around saying glue don't have nothing to do with it. But the prep work was the majority of the work. Prep and drag.
Prep and drag.
So
it's a lot of work.
Suspension of the car.
Man, your car got to be set up.
Let me tell you something. Anywhere you go that somebody radio prepping that track, they ain't just flat dragging it. They running them rotators.
Oh, yeah,
the rotators.
$400 a tie.
But our rotator.
What I'm saying is it don't take no fucking goddamn $450-$500 for radio cars to go down the track.
Like I said, I don't know if you was on here earlier. I don't think we ever had a track that pulled over 400 or at our races. And I ain't saying we had the best prep, but we had some decent prep.
We never pulled over
400.
And you don't have to preach it if the goddamn radio's going down the track.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't had no troubles, but we wasn't trying to pull no smoke and mirrors, tell everybody it was 500 pull either. Mm-hmm. That bitch ain't never was over 400. Half the time it wasn't that. I know what my car do on it. Fuck.
Man, let me tell you something, Tweety. If they was straight at no problem racetrack, when they would get their points meet and all that NHRA shit, them guys would leave them fucking tires behind and they wouldn't have to be buying no fucking tires.
Oh yeah, ain't no doubt.
But when you ain't right, a motherfucker take his old raggedy ass tires and take them with him and put them somewhere else.
They falling out the shed over there. They got hundreds of tires over there.
Bring a set of tires. Them big tracks. Redell, a lot of them rotators at them big tracks be looking like them boys be having goddamn brand new rubber on them motherfucker. I be like, goddamn.
Nah, only that. You got inspectors at Mickey Thompson. A lot of them tires don't make inspections. They'll probably give them tires, you know, if they can get some kind of exposure on them.
Maybe
get
them. Brandon was cut the end off his tire.
That's called sponsorship.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean.
That's called sponsorship, but you got to be doing
people
right.
People ain't going
to
put their money out there if you ain't going to do right. I mean, that's just a bottom line.
You got to make sure that bridge ain't already been burned,
right.
too, though.
You
well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
You got to do right. And, I mean, you know, you fighting a, I mean, you know,
you
a monkey on your
right,
back. But,
you
got
to be
man.
Doing right to get sponsorship. Ain't no motherfucker going to put their name behind bullshit.
Nope.
You know, my sponsors used to tell me, you can't smoke, you can't drink in your pit area till after 5 o'clock. And I don't want no motherfucker falling over their feet drunk in it, out of here after 5 o'clock. You just did what they say, do or you lose your money. They rule. So you got to do right by people or get right done to you.
Shit, I think Brittany got a little $10,000 raise coming up here, small tie. Well, we trying to make that one in March.
Oh yeah, they got. I seen that flyer.
Slick tie. Well, I mean, it ain't saying slick, but I guess whatever you show up on. But yeah, $10,000 guaranteed.
Gulfport doing some big things, boy.
Oh yeah.
It ain't gonna be nothing nice if they put guardrails up by this motherfucker. Believe me.
Oh, that's coming.
They did check. Man, you got a track like me and my wife went over there and watched them race at the junkyard in the back of a man motherfucking yard, and he doing right by people, man. Really? In the motherfucking back of a man yard.
Hey Jeremy.
Hey.
How much me and you bet when Riddell and Daniel get it in?
Who you like?
I like Riddell.
You betting
the same amount
you bet when you line up beside me with that yellow truck that you say it don't need nitrous because it makes so much power.
Kadu, he's
getting
out that water,
Kadu. I ain't getting out that water.
Hey,
Hey, don't worry about the yellow truck. You understand? You got to worry. You got to worry about something else getting in your head when you come back to that track again.
Uh-oh.
What? Don't worry about it. You just You just hold your horses.
Okay.
You gonna get a tap on the shoulder just because you say it, Daddy?
Who? Tell me who I'm looking for. You driving or someone else driving?
Somebody else driving. Don't worry about it.
Tammy, don't start that shit about who driving and ain't driving. The car going on the racetrack, man. Come on now.
I don't know who it is.
No, you don't need to know, it's going to be a surprise to you.
Don't worry about it.
That makes a difference of who you're racing? But who you racing?
I'm trying to figure out who you're going to
hold
right.
hands. How you say that? Oh, you want to hold hands. What you want to do?
You ain't racing the man. You racing the car.
No, I'm talking shit to the man. Man won't talk shit to you, but you don't want to let you talk to the fucking driver. That's a pussy-ass move.
No, that ain't.
They want to hire motherfuckers and they don't want to let the drivers talk to the man.
Hey,
Put the driver and let me talk to the man that's racing me where I can get under his skin. All these motherfuckers hire these drivers that don't talk shit and they want to hire their driver and put them to the side and the driver sit over there and they do that. Let me talk to the driver that's racing me.
I want to talk to the driver. You ain't got the world but getting under his skin because he going to pull skin from your ass.
No, he ain't pulling skin from me.
I watch when old boy come here and race that GTR. His fucking daddy was standing almost 100 yards away from the track. He don't want to talk to nobody. He don't want to see nobody. Look at Mo driver. That little motherfucker get in the car, put his helmet on, put his shit on. He don't want to talk to nobody. He don't want to see nobody. He's sitting in the car. Why y'all always want to talk to the driver?
That's why I press the pipes. If their pressure ain't good, they can't handle it. We're not playing golf with Dale. We're going over and say, hey, how you doing? If you want to do that, you need to go bracket racing. It's a good race, buddy. No, this is street ball. This is ruckus. We playing street ball. We ain't in there playing golf. We're not in church.
You're trying to get a bullshit win. That's what that is.
Well, you're trying to bullshit win. The motherfucker ain't got no pressure. He can't handle the pressure. Then he can't handle it.
He ain't around shit.
In that case, you ought to just put everything automatic. Just put remote control cars and race there.
No.
And just have a button of a computer controller. We might as well do that shit on the game. Press the button and let the cars go down the track. If you're taking the human element out of it, it don't make no sense. What sense it make if there's no human in it? Just let AI build two race cars and run them on a computer for us, see who wins.
Man, come on, Jamie. You're talking like a man with a paper brain. Now, come on. Get your ass in the lane and let that tree be the pressure. Let's see if you can turn that fucking trans brake button loose.
Why you turn it loose?
Hey, you got power flowing in the face last time you turn that motherfucker loose.
At least I turned mine loose. You patting the fucking gas and the man riding the wheelie past you.
I ain't left that fucking line, though.
Well, you know, you couldn't. You forgot to leave. You in there making a fucking sandwich.
It wasn't the rain, I didn't leave the line.
They're sleeping at the top of the bed, wake your ass up.
No matter what you said, I didn't leave the line. I didn't cross that line. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you sound like, Kadoo. You sound just like them sorry-ass street outlaw people when they came out here and they ran your boy with the orange car.
Hey, you say what you want.
The murder knows the set day and they mad. They let Earl Shexnot out of town, he said it wasn't no race because he didn't leave.
And they threw
Earl Shexnot out of that win.
Hey, Jamie.
If I don't leave, it ain't a race.
I guarantee you,
nigga,
I'm going to pull his eyebrows back. I'm going to pull his fucking eyebrows back, just for you.
I'm gonna tell you how much you betting. He gonna leave
whatever you want back.
Man, we doing all this. Look, we doing all this protesting for no problem to come around. But motherfucker, y'all better not let no problem come around, and motherfuckers still ain't racing around this summer, bitch. I know that.
I'm going to
talk about y'all fucking ass. I'm going to talk about y'all motherfucking ass. Me, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about y'all. Y'all set y'all fucking ass on that fucking radio show and
hey,
say all this, that, woo-to-woo-to-woo. You hear me? Oh, don't let that happen now.
Man, he ain't on here taking their notes.
Pete gonna go back and listen to the playback. You know how Pete do.
Oh yeah, Pete writing it down right now. Woo,
hey, Jamie, I'm looking at your boy Pat. 50,000, 20,000, 10,000, 10,000. That's $90,000, man.
Yeah, but he making fucking packing
house.
Yeah.
You think that man
he built that race up and he get more and more money every year. So that's how you do it. And he put it back.
$100,000 payout, man.
Yeah, I know. Every year he get bigger and bigger.
That's
yeah.
$100,000 guaranteed payout. You don't
but
make that money.
But listen,
hey,
look, you know what that, Riddell, you know what that come from, Riddell? That come from the doggone report that the track, the promoter, and the racing's been built up to. It takes everybody working together, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I hate so much that, you know what I'm saying, like Madisonville, that's why I hate that y'all ain't don't have y'all racing, please, because y'all race was building up to that. It was building up to be.
It never. What I saw the first three races from what I saw, it never be that because the tracks was never working for them. Because you got the people that work at the track, we don't like y'all type racing. You know that first year we had the motherfuckers coming to block the track up. You know, tell them they ain't letting these two cars down. That was when Dink Rent McGee. Then the Black Widow truck ran at the end of the night.
Man,
one of them races. They blocked Cody and Barry blocked the end of the track. We don't like this type of racing. We closing the track. So we had to tell Steve Ray to make a move so they can come up there and make that last pass. We knew it wasn't gonna be where we were really envisioned it to be, but we just dealt with it. You know, so but right.
You
would love to have something big. That's a lot of that's and with problems like that. That's a lot more too. Shit, if the tracks around here, we couldn't get enough out of it, man. You got to have everything working. Everything got to be working smooth and well. You know. I mean, shit. I'm talking to somebody that's been there. When you're working against people that don't like your type of racing, you can't. It just you know, I mean.
What is the your type of racing? I mean, we know it's grudge racing.
You know the fucking man.
What?
You
know
the fucking man.
That's what a motherfucker did.
Just
say what the fucking mean.
Well, but then you get. Look, we got 15 minutes. Okay. You go to Gulfport, motherfucker, put the cars down as fast as you can. You come over here to Louisiana every fucking time. Just stay capital the past week for dancing race. You're sitting in the staging lanes, and the motherfucker's going down the track. Why somebody ain't in the water box? I can't. It boggles my fucking mind. Why can't they do that? But yet, if you got a bracket race, motherfuckers are running up each other's asshole trying to get to the start line and going down the track. But at no time event, motherfuckers sitting in the staging lanes and holding you there. They don't even try to get you there. And you wonder why it's hard to finish a race, because 3 to 4 minutes extra every round adds up when you got hundreds of cars to get down the track. That shit, that's a couple hundred minutes you got to add. So we got a couple hours. But if you push them together, but they don't do that. To me, it's almost like they do that shit on purpose to make you go slow. But yet then they talk about you're not safe, but yet some of these no-time cars is way more advanced than these bracket cars that want to pop wheelies, be all unsafe, camber cast out, motherfucker going down the track, side to side and all this bullshit, but yet.
Hey, when do them big bracket races pay? When do the big bracket races pay their fare for the track? Do they pay it like no prep races? Do they have to pay? I mean, not no prep, but no time races. Do they pay it in advance, or is paid at the end of the night? Because the bracket races usually have their own people at the goddamn gate anyway.
So the track gonna do what they got to do to get the shit done. Why don't they? Somebody better implement getting their fucking money at the end of the night.
Yeah. But we settled up, but still, you got.
If your people get the money at the gate, and they're gonna get paid with this race being finished at the end of the night, yeah, that put a clause in that motherfucker.
We could get into that too, but I ain't. They be talking about we bashing, but
if it's a constant sabotage, that shit.
With no time event have you been around here that they put the causes in a box besides Gulfport, where you bump at a bump and you getting the cars down there? When you got the stage lanes full and everybody's getting through there, instead of holding you up at the head of stages and then barely rolling you in there, but yet then they tell you, oh, the man can't see the number, he's got to call it in. But yet the bracket, they pushing them through there left and right, fast.
Down the track. Like you said that, I done went to get checked in. Man told me, you got to fill out a check card, do this and that. Okay, I fill it out. I say, I'm looking at the card that's on the table that he just let pass. It just have a number and whatever. Yeah, granted, you may know him, but you doing that for that bracket racer. Yeah, you may know him, but when I go and try to fill my card out the same way, you talking crazy, telling me, hey, man, you got to fill all this out, everything. Hold on, man. You know, like you said, they don't like this type of racing, but they take that bridge.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I don't care for bracket racing. But I don't mean that I like it. I don't care for it.
It ain't a that type of racer.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that they say in that type racing, you know, and that just, but I hope it turn around. I like to travel, but I mean, it's nice to stay home within an hour, you know. I like to get to sleep in my bed at night, you know. We'll see. I'm thinking positive still, so, you know. Be motivated, you know.
The thing is, too, they can make more money if they open the gates up like they used to and win. You make your extra money to pay for other shit, doing little simple shit like that. When I asked them about that before, they say, oh, we'll talk about that. We'll see and we'll talk. God damn, is it a control thing or what?
Hey, Thomas just said that on a post. He just said they're not opening up the track for no 20 to 30 cars. They're not making no money.
What in the hell, man? So you open it up, not opening it for 20 to 30 cars, but you open it up for an event that the people get all the money anyway. You get a base salary for it. Like NHRA type of shit. And then people make the rules when they come down. You're going to do it their way or you ain't getting shit.
Well, they run the track because they got to get that shit finished. They can't. And
but like,
come
but
in
like
and
you said, man.
They make sure the cars get down and they get the shit done.
But Jamie, Wednesday nights used to have cars that they could get
on a million many Wednesday nights.
On a big race day and they make money. What they talk? 30 cars. They crazy as hell. You had 30 motherfuckers out there, you had to turn around and tell them they could run on no regular car.
Mm-hmm. Look. 2024. We'll see.
We say this shit every year.
Yeah, well, we got to think about
it. Think about what y'all saying about that. Don't want that type of racing. Look at Wizard Race cars right now, and you wonder why they ain't got no sponsors. That man building no Prep King cars. That man building radio cars. Man building ProMise. Probably building bracket cars. You saying you don't like them kind of, you know, a certain type of racing. You're not just affecting the racers in the racetrack. You're affecting the chassis builders. You're affecting everybody. I mean, this ain't back in the day when everybody just bracket raced. They got specifically built race cars nowadays. So if you won't keep up with that shit,
the bracket racer had a business and tax write-off, good people. So then you come up here with no time calls. You know who was no timing. I don't have no sponsor. I'm doing my thing. And and it's really just so-called hood shit, but everybody making money now. So you can't tell me that a no-time racer
He not in that epsilon with the so-called people you think is somebody.
Man. Oh yeah, man, no doubt.
I'm gonna see this here, and I'm gonna shut the fuck up. I'm gonna go where my type of racing is, you know what I'm saying, appreciated, where I'm treated fair, and where, you know what I'm saying, the tracks is doggone popping at, you know what I'm saying, period.
Hey, straight I ain't gonna up. Lie, like you said that. When I went to Atmo, and I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes he cut up, sometimes he don't, but I watched George. The calls wasn't going down the track. He got mad and made them go get some more shit to prep the track, do this and do that, try to do it as fast as they can. That's why I can't understand how these people are talking. They take these many drums, and then they got the cure. That's not no goddamn paint job, but you can tell me, I'm going to let the cars go down the track, and then I'm going to spread it a little bit, and it's going to be ready for you. You going to do that in 30 minutes, and you telling me it take a couple of weeks to act right?
Man. Yeah.
With $3,000 a drum shit? Come on, man. What that boy John Perkins say? What that is? Retail?
Hey, he ain't for real. That shit $35 a drum. I'm like, damn. I think our last bill, I think it was like $2,600 for three drums. We were using Lane Choice 7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's probably higher now, but.
It was across the world that chip for racing was going to go up 15 to 20%, not 200%.
Yeah, but even when we bought it, we shopped it, and some people was still reasonable because, I mean, we got some high-ass prices, but we shopped it, and we managed to find some at a reasonable price. And I think
no, I'm just saying,
we bought,
they done went up 200, down at 200%, not the 15 or 20.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that stuff, some new stuff out.
Them boys making that same shit out there in fucking Mississippi and Arkansas, that if it get on your skin, it's going to fucking pull the top layer off, and they put it in the drum, man.
We gotta understand that we do not live in a grudge friendly state. The tracks around here are not grudge friendly. It is what it is.
Last please to get rid of plantations. Bye-bye.
Man, look, I ain't even gonna say grudge, Mo. I think they just not favorable to any type of racing other than bracket racing. State Capitol do a little pro mod racing, but other than that, it's pretty much all bracket.
Hey, that's their prerogative, but I don't give a fuck about no bracket racing. I ain't gonna lie to you. We like it. I tried that shit one time because I was already at the racetrack. And I don't like that shit, man. Fuck that. The fuck I'm going to come up
with
the trial.
Calling us up there. We ain't had time to cool now. Come on up there. God damn, man. Shit. Can we drink?
And look, I ain't hard to please, bro. I went to Gulfport, watched the first round of that small tire shootout, and I'm going to tell you. I seen all I needed to see, bro. I was good for the rest of the day. Now, I stayed, but if that sucker would have shut down right there, I was good.
Gee, hell yeah.
I mean, a couple of good races, I'm good. But, I mean, shit, we just got to get it together. But, well, we ain't got to get it together. We just got to do what we've been doing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Until shit changed for us on the radio side, I'm going to keep going where I've been going radio racing. Now, with the slick tie shit, I can run that shit wherever. They don't give nothing around here. I wonder if promoters don't give nothing around here. I continue going my ass on the street. Everything me could give, and I'm saying, in Prentice. And then at the junkyard, you know what I'm saying, the shit they give at US 90, you know what I'm saying, or Gulfport, when them no preparations or them or them front end races they give at Gulfport. I'll just go around them. But what I ain't gonna do, I'm not gonna kiss nobody's ass to be all right with them.
We got 1 minute, y'all. We're about to shut off. But yep. So I'll be looking like we had to see. Getting that time to get that all pressure.
And before it shut off, hey, y'all might want motherfucking leave Daniel alone pushing him in the back fucking with that silver motherfucker.
Oh, you gonna fuck Riddell up. Oh, Riddell off here, man. If you do, I'm gonna bring you some pawpaws, okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring you some Tampax.
You just bring them stacks when you get there. You be like, God damn.
Yeah.
All right. I hear y'all next week. All right. Y'all be good.
You motherfucker, you.